when we talk of the apron, we're talking about the aircraft being completed. Now, what happened was that the fuselages would be brought over from the assembly sheds, rolled over to us, and we would put the wings on. I'm talking Hurricane. Now, as far as I know and can remember, the wings were bought into Brooklands, but the fuselage was made at Brooklands. We would, in the flight shed, we would get the fuselage, the wings, we would marry the two together, put the props on in our hangar. And I can... Today, in industry, they could never do what we did in those days, for health and safety. The men, we never had any special lifting gear to put the wing on a Hurricane. It would be, oi, come on, give us a lift. And half a dozen would get round, some on the wing tip. People who were putting, you had to marry these up, and to marry those bushes up was a bit of a pig.
So this is putting wings actually onto the Hurricane.
Yeah.
And it was actually a very difficult thing to get to.
Not
get the...
Not difficult, but it could be at times.
It was the alignment, was it?
It was the alignment. You get six blokes on the end of around a wing trying to put it on, and trying to get them to do everything together. You know, it could be difficult, but it was enjoyable. Some, there'd be quite some sort of language going on. Need I say more? That was how the wings were put on. Not by any special lifting gear or trestles or anything else. Pure brute force and ignorance.
Yes.
At times.
It's a far cry from sort of robotic assembly lines,
isn't it? It's nothing like it. Nothing like it.
And you said that the wings were actually held on place in place with only a couple of...
What I remember, they would... The main, all I'm saying is the main bolts that I can remember was one top and one bottom. And of course, there was other attachments as well. But the two main, the two main bolts, spar bolts, I think, were the ones that was difficult at times to align up.